This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this year we had over 250 interviews that took place on our show, and this is where we look back at all of them, picking out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. And this episode takes a look at the month of September. Now, we start things off with growing a business with Rent-A-Pot. How do you not only carry on the family business, but also transform it and expand it into a company so huge they work with the likes of Tiffin Food Court and Good Vibes? Well, Neil and Nigel Edwin, the twin brothers who run Rent-A-Pot, discusses the risk of greenery business as well as their big plans for a new nursery and their own clothing line. Here in this clip, they describe their subscription model for plants and how it works. It's a very interesting approach to the industry.
Do individuals come and say, put plants in my house?
Yes. Not very often, but now people do realise that there is this service and they are more aware of it, so they do engage.
Which is very interesting. Your service is a subscription model.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So you pay a monthly fee. For example, we have a package for 68 ringgit, that's 3 plants. We put the 3 plants in your house or office. We come once a week to maintain them, water, prune, fertilize. If the plant dies, we change it as part of our cost. Mm. You don't have to think about the plant at all.
Right. So the life and death situation of the plant is not in my hands.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's all your fault, not mine.
Yes.
Now, so, and then of course, that's what, 68 ringgit for 3 plants.
Yep.
And then it goes all the way up to 288.
Yes. So 288 will get you 12 plants.
And I guess people like that, right? They don't want to buy a plant and maintain it, right?
Yep.
People do want to have plants in their offices and things like that,
yep.
But they think, oh, who's going to maintain it?
Yep.
So was that something your dad was already doing previously?
Yes.
Yep.
So okay. the business started as a plant rental business. That's why the name Rent-A-Pot.
Right.
So when he started it, it was at a time where Malaysia was going through a lot of development. It was during Mahathir's time. And
at which mother's time?
The first time.
Following that, we spoke to David King of King Living. King Living has grown to amazing heights. After starting out of David King's mum's house for more than 40 years ago, today it is Australia's most awarded furniture company and boasts about 20 showrooms across 5 countries, including here in Malaysia, where just this year they launched their second showroom. So we spoke to David King about how the company's success hinges on prioritizing quality, innovation, and more importantly, sustainability in the company's design.
The call for businesses to be eco-friendlier and more sustainable has never been stronger today. I know that King Living has a strong policy when it comes to sustainability. Maybe you can tell us more about this.
We do. We really care. And from the first furniture we made back in 1977, you could recycle it, 100% recycle those products. And today, when we're selecting materials, we make sure wherever possible we can use recycled materials. But I think the key fundamental part of the sustainability is the fact that our furniture lasts for a long time. There's been a mentality across the world of buying a sofa and then discarding it after 5 years. And you see these things out in the road or in landfill in the tips. Our furniture lasts a lot longer than 5 years, or it'll last 10, 20, even 30 years. And we've found with customers over the time, they can recover their furniture after 10 years, after 5 years, to give their furniture a new life. And we think the fact that our products last longer is very sustainable.
Is there a cost to being sustainable, though? Does it impact the business in any way?
It is. There is a cost to being sustainable. For instance, our factories, we've done major upgrades in the way we produce. The air going out of our factories is cleaner than the air going in.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we can, we're using solar. Our main factory, our factory in Sydney, Australia, if you look at it on Google Maps, the whole property is covered in solar cells. You know, this comes at great cost, but it's our aim to become as carbon neutral as possible. And even the showrooms that we own have solar for their lighting and air conditioning. So it does come at a cost, but it's something we believe in and something we're committed to.
And that's it for our September edition for the Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. You can find all the links to the show on the podcast site, the BFM app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.